And Nikki.
Ah, I'm live on the air. There I go. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Justin. This is the I Am Well show. And tonight we're having Justin as a guest because usually he's behind the screens. Excuse me. And nobody actually knows what he does besides that he is, of course, my back office special person, who does it all flawlessly every week. And we want to know who Justin is, because Justin actually has a whole lot to offer, more even than I know. I have some insight in what he does, but there's a whole lot that I don't know. Justin is by Jeffrey Pierce, who was the former host of the show, a very well-known man. And Jeff was quite a special person, and he trained people to become universal shaman, and Justin was one of them. From Jeff, he also learned a few modalities as the flowing hands, which is a healing practice, and the frequency vibrational shiatsu. Those are two things that came from Jeff. And he worked as a paranormal investigator with Jeff as well. I've had heard a few stories about that would set your hair straight on your head. Of course, Justin helps clients in all areas of psychological and spiritual needs with all his skills, and those are many, trust me. He's, of course, the co-host on the I Am Well show, as well as on Night Search, which is after my show, with the director of MUFON, Eddie Middleton, which is a very long-running show. And Justin is as a massage therapist on top of all the rest that he does. Well, how was that for an introduction, Justin?
That's fantastic. You do me more justice than I deserve, I think.
Well, there is a lot what people don't understand when it comes to being a shaman. There are so many people called a shaman in so many different cultures, and you're actually not related to any culture. You're what Jeffrey used to call a universal shaman. And can you lift the veil a little bit about what that is?
Yes, I can. I'm glad you asked. Actually, yes, I do have ties to Native Indigenous peoples in regards to shamanism. Jeff actually hailed from the Celtic shamanism because his ancestors hailed from the Duncan clan. And from generation to generation, they taught him Celtic shamanism. And he learned shamanism from some Hopis, some Lakota Sioux. He learned from some Cherokee shamans as well. He had a collection of them. And all the different shamanic teachings that he learned, he passed on. And what's called universal shaman. And what that means is simply, if you go to different tribes and so forth, each of those healers will only tend to you if you are of that tribe, and they wouldn't really care too much if you're not part of them. If you're there bleeding out and they don't know who you are, they wouldn't really care, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a universal shaman tends to all life and every walk of life, both in this realm and other realms, to other planets, to whatever you want to name it, you know, we are wholly and truly, as the term means, universal. We do whatever we can for whatever we can, you know. And, you know, that brings up to my next point. You know, one of the biggest questions I get when I introduce myself as a shaman, they're like, what is a shaman? I don't know what that is, you know. Either they'll have, like, images of some native person casting spells or some other odd things from like World of Warcraft or other video games and from the mass media, and they have no idea what it is that we are, or they just have no idea what the word means. And the word shaman came down from the Anglo-Saxons and the Celtic tribes and so forth in Europe, and then later on it got derived. And I would say shaman is a term that is claimed by many and owned by none, as Jeff would always used to say. And what I came to realize is that we all have our own definitions of what that means. And it's important because with words, they are so profound because each of us have our own definitions of things because they're all about perceptions. And when we take our definitions, we present that definition to you, we are giving you a hint of who we are. And when I say I'm a shaman, what I mean by that wholly and truly means servant in my book. You know, I'm here to do anything and everything I can for anyone at the time, no more and no less. I put myself to the side and truly become what is needed at the moment. Even if it means to change who I think I am as a person to develop myself into a role that person needs to find the moral support and guidance that they need, I will do that freely and gladly without having any issues of stepping on my ego and stuff like that, if that makes any sense to you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. To get out of the way in order to do the best that you can.
Exactly. And that is a little bit about what it means to be a universal shaman. And in the short and long of it, it means to be a servant, to help life, live, love, and prosper and grow and evolve.
Absolutely. Now, I know from Jeff and from David and from you and from a few others, a few of the things that Jeff would like to teach people in the first week, because he actually handpicked his students. You know, not many were good enough. If 1,000 would apply, there were like 5 or 10 good enough. And the rest would just not do. You know, he was looking at what abilities will they have. And from those 10, even a few would have to leave within the first week. And it may sound silly or impossible, but nothing is impossible when you're standing next to Jeff Pierce, trust me.
No.
He did things that I was like, that can't be happening. You can't do stuff like that because you're going to kill yourself. Like what he did with the electricity line outside the house had broken, and he just, how do you say that, with mental intent, he just put off the electricity, and he just, fixed the cable and then mentally turned it on again. And I was like, you should have been electrocuted. And he was, yeah, but I'm not, so what's your problem?
There is
how the fuck
did
you
do
that? And he said, you don't have to know how I do that. It's enough that I can do it. I'm not going to teach you that.
Yeah.
But I actually could do that, And what was the first thing that, he mentioned something, and I bet you had to do it as well. Nails float on water.
Yes. Well, Jeff had a lot of things that he would do to show you that you are actually able to do the things that you're going to do. Because the first step in becoming a shaman is believing. And not so much the teacher and all that, but yourself and what you can do. And what powers lay dormant within you. Because Jeff had the ability, as you said, when he picked out his students, he didn't see them as who they are, but who they could be. And he did everything he could to help nourish that person out of that mold, step out, And most of the people that were in the classes were the people who, like myself, seemed like they were out of place everywhere else, didn't really belong anywhere until they met Jeff, and then they, had that instant connection, like that's where they belonged. And that's what I had with him, And the first time I met him, he had his dowsing rods, or energy rods is what we call them. But for most people out there, they don't know what those energy rods are. They're basically copper wires that one would use for, like, say, dowsing or whatever. And we would actually, he showed us that we can actually send energy to another individual and cause those, send positive energy and cause those rods to open. And then we can draw the energy from between the rods and make those rods cross. He also showed us different wave, energy wave techniques that we can send with our hands. And then he showed us after that, he showed us have that person hold that rod up in the air. And then with you just thinking, you're going to make that thing spin around in circles. And he was demonstrating at that point telekinesis in a very minor way. He said you can develop it more to where you can move pencils and stuff like that, but it's really strenuous and you'll have a lot of nosebleeds and aneurysms before you're able to develop anything really substantial, because our brains aren't really developed yet to do that kind of nonsense. And
well, it depends how you're wired, but if you're not gifted with telekinesis as such and you really have to learn it, then yes, absolutely.
Yes, it's a lot of strenuous activity.
Look at something and make it move like that easy, you know?
Exactly. You know, and that's what he does at the beginning. He shows you energy and how it works. Because a lot of times, because we live in a society that you have to see it to believe it in order for it to exist. And when it comes to energy work and the spiritual realm and stuff like that, you have to believe it in order to see it. And that's where your ego and your analytical mind come into play and block out a lot of hidden truths to you. And so you won't be able to activate or achieve these feats because you don't believe that they exist, so you don't see them, so you don't believe in yourself because you're a part of that. And so how do we demonstrate to you that you are a part of that and you can manipulate that just within focus and intent, you know, because your focus would build the blueprint and your intent would then guide is the action of that blueprint, making it come into action. You know, and if there's any, even the slightest shred of doubt in that blueprint, everything will just fall apart. Just as if you were building a blueprint for a building and there's an issue in that foundation of the building, you know, it would just crumble right from the beginning. And it wouldn't be able to hold any weight and nothing would manifest from that foundation. Same goes with your belief and your doubts and your, and so forth.
Absolutely.
And
everything stands or falls with the belief in yourself, because if you don't believe you can do it, you can't do it. You know, it's what is in your belief system. If you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. You create that yourself. So basically what a teacher has to be able to do is to actually birth the thought and the emotion and the feeling in the students that they can.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff was the type of person that actually could. I know that.
Yeah. And he always was a big harper on, like, you know, I wouldn't tell you to do it if I couldn't do it myself. He's not one of those people like, oh, you must be doing something wrong and then just walk away and not show you how to do it. He actually stood there with you to help you do that, you know. I remember... And he never really tells you how to do something either. And that was another big thing about him as well, because he wanted you to find your own way to make that thing happen, because that's where the real true power comes from, because you find that power within yourself and you figure how to do it with yourself, you know. And I remember one of the first classes I had with him, I was sitting there. I had been going there at least like 2 to 3 times. And I was just passively going there, and there's a lady sitting next to me. I never met her before in my life. And he said, grab the person next to you and hold their hand, and then I want you to go to their house and just grab their bedroom to them. You know? And so I'm like, oh, okay, so I hold her hand, and then what, you know? Like, what do I have to do to make this happen, you know? And he just kept harping on, like, intent and focus, and it'll happen. You know, so I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I'm holding her hand, I'm closing my eyes, I'm like, I'm not seeing anything, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, I'm like, seeing stuff, I'm like, okay, this is just stuff I'm seeing. So I'm describing this bedroom that I'm seeing that's neatly made up, like with hospital corners, almost militaresque in style. Everything has a place, it's like spotless, there's no dust anywhere, it's like pristine, like you can't touch anything without making it, you know, without that person, like, going nuts about how unclean it would be, you know? And then I was naming the colors I was seeing on the bedspread, and then I walked into the bathroom, and the thing that got me is, like, I was walking into the bathroom, I kept seeing this statue. Like, I couldn't understand what it was that I was seeing. I was describing it to this lady, and I'm like, I see, like, these, like, two golden children holding hands, you know, like, it's like a statue or something. I don't know what that is, you know. And to this day, and then I went outside and was telling her the color of her house, which was, like, a yellowish color. And to this day, like, that lady, like, was freaking out. I was like, you were describing my house. You described the little figurines in my bathroom. You told me the color of my house. You were there. She was freaking out about it. Like, I was like, whoa, I didn't know I can do that, you know. And that's what his questions awesome. Were about, was, like, showing you the power that you have within yourself that we kind of, like, keep dormant. That we just deny that's there, you know. But
yeah, or you don't understand how you're supposed to do it. It depends mm-hmm. on how you're wired. Mm-hmm. You could do it, you know, being there, sitting there, and of course Jeff guiding, because I know him, how he is behind the screens pulling little strings. I know Jeff mm-hmm. by now. And I bet Jeff was there when I did my thing, because I spoke with David Hosh about stuff like that, and mm-hmm. we spoke a lot about what he used to do, you know. I was trying to get him to do stuff, and then he mentioned that he actually did the same as what you're describing, only he did it in a one-on-one with Jeff, and he went to his then partner's house, and she freaked out about that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I said, well, I would like to go to such and such's house. And he said, well, why don't we? Because he's mm-hmm. a hypnotherapist as well. And he guided me, and I was fully aware, because that's how it is when you're under hypnosis. For everybody, mm-hmm. when you're under hypnosis, you're fully aware of what you're doing. You're in a heightened state of consciousness. So
yes,
I went over there, and I just needed him to guide me that one time, because after that, I tried, and I was able to go back by myself. I was able to do it alone. I just needed someone to hold my hand the first time and show me, and that's how I am. So everybody's different. Everybody does it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Some of what Jeff was, Jeff used to find missing people. Yeah,
yes,
and I was always losing my keys until the one time that I actually told Jeff that I'd lost my keys. And that I was losing them all the time, and that I needed my daughter to actually point me out where they were, because she's gifted as well. And he just grins, and you know how Jeff grins, right? It makes you chuckle
yeah.
as well. The big, fatty grin. I was like, what? You know, what were you doing? Because I felt something, but I didn't know what it was until I looked back a few weeks later, and I was like, I haven't misplaced my keys in 2 weeks. And what happened then? Oh, I was talking with Jeff in the middle of the night. Right. And I actually told him on chat at the time, something of you rubbed off on me. What did you do? And he actually laughed. He laughed at me like, you know, oh, things happen. Things happen when you... It just happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, right. Nothing just happens when someone talks to you.
That is true. That is true. He always liked to play, say he was innocent wolf, but we all know better than that.
Yeah, he is the wolf, but he plays the innocent puppy when you look at him. And behind the scenes, you know, behind the veil, he's the one pulling the strings. But that's a good teacher, I think, you know, letting
mm-hmm.
you think you do it all yourself and helping you that first time so that you actually get the self-confidence to do it again.
Yes. And, a lot of stuff that he taught us, as you mentioned, he taught us about how well we can actually affect the world around us with this energy and what it can actually do. And one of the things that you mentioned kind of offhand, which was making metal needles float on water, and then changing
yeah.
The needles' magnetic pull to where they become magnetized and they attract one another.
That's funny.
And then, and that's really was amazing, you know, because what we did, we took a bowl of water, we drew from the water to make, draw those water molecules together to where it created like this very thick film on top. And then we gently, and this is where you learn the power of touch, the gentleness of touch, to gently set the needles on the water so they don't break that film and then sink to the bottom, and they float on that film. And then once they're in there, you send energy to the needles alone, because he also teaches you how to be specific about sending energy, because what you can do with energy is amazing. And sending energy to the needles to polarize them, to make them become magnetic, and they stick to each other, and you can pick them all up by grabbing one needle. And we all had to do that. We all also had to take, what are those things called? The electric thermometers or laser thermometers, where they can take heat, hot and cold, stuff like that. Well, he would point them at our hands, and then he would tell us that he would want us to raise the temperature up. So we had to make our hands warm. We had to change that. We had to lower it. We also had to make an EMF meter spike. There was so many things we had to do in order to prove ourselves as a shaman, you know. And we did all these things. And and when we learned about being a shaman, you know, and connecting with spirit and learning how spirit teaches you things and shows you the way to be more humble and open up and look at things from a different perspective, and the different lessons that you go through to evolve as an individual, you know. And and going into the paranormal investigations, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You know, we call ourselves paranormal investigators, which we were. We're just a house full of shaman living out here in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, when we finally moved out this way. And, you know, the paranormal is our life. And we're just understanding really ourselves. And so what we did was one night I was sleeping in my room. I lived on the second floor of this log cabin that we lived in. Jeff lived on the bottom floor. I was up on the top floor in one of the two studio apartments. And I woke up because, you know, I sensed something was in the room that I didn't like, you know, that wasn't kosher, you know. And I woke up and I saw this dark entity, you know, look at me with its horns. And, like, all I saw was his face in the midst of this black cloud just coming up. And when I woke up, I just reacted to it. Didn't even know what it was. I just felt danger, and I woke up just drawing from it to neutralize its energy and to stop it from whatever happened. And next thing you know, I warned it, you know, because it is life, you know. I don't just necessarily just kill it off. I said, if you don't leave now, I'm going to destroy you. And it left after, like, banging around some pots and pans in my apartment, and it just left because it was angry. Didn't expect me to do that. And then I was talking with Jeff about it a little bit later in the morning time, probably about 10 o'clock, and we're sitting down there talking. Like, Jeff had the weirdest night about 4 o'clock this morning. This happened. I saw this thing. I saw its eyes, its horns, name it. And he's like, wow, that's a pretty powerful, you know, what most people would call demon, you know. And I'm like, what's it coming there for? Like, I don't know. It must have been attacking you. Wasn't expecting you to surprise it, though, that's for sure. Didn't think he knew what you were doing, you know. And so I'm like, okay, it's just a test, you know. And the next thing you know, we get a phone call, and I answer the phone from our business line. At the time, it was AET, Holistic Concepts. And it turned out to be a person who was wanting help from basically a demonic invasion in their home. And they were all kind of very, very, very afraid about what was going on. They talked a lot about things being knocked around, their little children seeing dark figures talking to them with red eyes. They got terrifying EVPs that they recorded themselves on electronic voice recorders. And they lived out in Kentucky. And so here I am one day, and I'm like talking to this guy. I'm like, here, Jeff, this guy wants to talk to you. So Jeff's talking to him, and then all of a sudden Jeff recognized the guy, because back in like the 1970s, when that man was a child, he responded to a paranormal investigation call because his mother called because he had a spiritual friend that was causing havoc in the house, and he started showing signs of possession, you know. Yeah. And he helped that kid when he was just a kid, you know, like spirit came back around, and here he is again as an adult, experiencing something really crazy, you know, and I ended up going out to Kentucky to pick them up, and on the way, when I pull up there, there's like this red hive of like orbs just circling around each other, and it was just like, whoa, I need to get these people out of here. So as I'm driving home back to Tennessee, back to Gatlinburg, I'm getting these red orbs just swinging left and right past my head. I was like, whoa, this isn't good, you know, and I get there, and next thing you know, like, swarms of demonic entities were coming there because they were coming to attack, as we find out later on, that the one girl was pregnant, and they were trying to stop the birth of that child for whatever reason. And then after 3 days of battling these things and trying to help this man and woman from having hordes and hordes of there's numerous demons coming upon them, I'm like, why is this happening? I take him back to their house, and I find a book of Satanism in the house, where the one woman was curious about it, so she started reading into it and probably practiced some of the rituals that was in the book. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And it was just ridiculous. And the thing about it was, is why I brought that up, is because how it worked in that whole situation was, that entity knew that I was coming to get them, to help them. And that entity came that night to stop me, and I responded beforehand, and I took it out. And then I went to the house and picked them up, and we all took care of them to help cleanse them as much as possible. And Jeff knew that they were into some stuff, and he warned them, and they kept denying left and right. And then get back to the house and find that book, and their house is full of just craziness. And finally it was cleansed, but...
The one reading that book about Satanism, was that the pregnant woman?
Yes, it was.
What was she thinking? I mean, when people I don't mind if people read such books, but for God's sake, don't say anything out loud. Don't call names out loud. Don't draw pictures of something that you have seen or might have thought of because you're calling them into reality. You should never do that, you know?
Exactly, because it comes into your intent. And what
and
I learned
she,
about
those
books... And
then she complains that stuff is actually around in their house and knocking things about and making havoc.
Yeah. And it's like, what do you expect? You know, you stirred the pot, and this is what you get when you stir that pot. And,
absolutely. Oh, by the way, you know, before I forget... People, if you want to call into the show, if you have questions about this or anything else that Justin has mentioned till now, anything that I have mentioned about Justin, what he can do, what he can help you with, call into the show, 001 United States, 347-838-9142. Please do call in live, and Justin will answer your questions for you. He knows a lot more than I do in that perspective, so... Justin, how would it be if we would go to commercial break right now? We're already at halftime.
Okay, well, that half hour went by quickly, I would say that. And I will go ahead.
That's why you talk
and...
so much.
I know, right?
I never heard you talk so much as today.
Would you give me talking? I'll talk your ear off, I tell you that. But we can definitely go to
commercial break.
I hardly
ever get the chance.
Well, I know. But we can definitely go to commercial break right now, and we will come back in about 3 minutes.
Stay tuned.
All righty.
Welcome to the RBR Network of radio shows. The RBR Network and the Rimpert Broadcast Network are a part of a program being developed by James Rimpert Powell, founder of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics and the creator of the Radio by Rimpert Network. The RBR Network page is at www.blogtalkradio.com/Rimpert, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. We encourage you to also check out Rimpert Broadcast Network at www.youtube.com. On Monday evenings at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have Pam Drennan with the Cosmic Contact Show, and at 8 p.m. it is Keith Blanchard with the Searchers Roadmap Show. Then on Tuesday at 8 p.m., it is Anamika with the I Am Well Show. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., it is The No Show, hosted by Reverend Robert J.V. McMillan. At 8:30 p.m., James Rimpert Powell hosts the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. a 54-week program including support material and online coaching. On Thursday evenings, it is Daryl Clark coming to you from New York with the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Saturdays at 6:30 p.m., Eddie Milton is the host on Night Search, a program that has been on the air for 13 years. On Sunday at 11 a.m., the Core Concepts Show broadcasts the Core Concepts Lectures, which are held each Sunday. These are recordings of the Core Concept Lectures that we have each Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in Memphis, Tennessee. And on Fridays and Sundays at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will feature recordings from our affiliate station, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. The Bookman Television Show is broadcast on the Comcast Cable Network in Memphis each Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Bookman Show, the Core Concepts Lectures, and the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program are all on the YouTube.com. You can access them by going to the Remfort Broadcast Network channel. We would like to invite you to visit the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics at www.im-cor.org. The books are available in the bookstore and you can view all three degree levels of the Institute. There are three free e-books, a free e-zine you can download called Lightways, and an information packet for first-time authors called the Author Packet. Before we get back to our show, we want to invite you to go to the website of the Laws of Materials Wealth Personal Development Program at thelawsofmaterialwealth.com. Provides a look at the most comprehensive, interactive, and proactive personal development program available today. It includes the Laws of Material Wealth book, the workbook by the same name, 4 DVDs, a CD, an infomercial, 3 commentary outlines, and 54 weeks of support material and online coaching. Thank you for listening to the RBR Network of Shows. Enjoy the show.
And we're back after the break. Again, if you want to call in, 001 United States, 347-838-9142, and you will be live on the show with us. And you can talk to Justin about whatever question you may have. We were talking about a lot of things and about, about shamanism and about spooky things happening in... as in being paranormal investigator, that's how you came on that thing. Mm-hmm. But there is also other sides to you. First of all, where can people reach you?
You can reach me either by email at justin.abner2014@gmail.com or on my Facebook at Justin Abner. I actually have two because I'm making another Facebook for, because I'm in the current getting my license as a massage therapist, just another tool in my tool belt that I want to have, because I'm going to focus specifically in medical massage and therapeutic massage and that avenue, because I want to add more to healing, because what's great about massage is not only am I working the muscles and helping different things, lymphatic drainage and all that. I'm also able to do energy at the same time. So I'm doing two things at once, and it's a very therapeutic event. And I was kind of hesitant about massage for a long time, and then I started doing it, and I fell in love with it, and it's great. So
It is wonderful to do. But you don't do just hands-on things. There's a lot you can do.
No. I do a lot of energy work.
You're a hypnotherapist, and hypnotherapy can be done over Skype. I've done it, and I've had it done on me. There is absolutely no risk to that. When you're really good, then you can just get someone in and out at intention, I would almost say. There's always a code word. Even if you are working one-on-one in the same room, you have a code word that you can always get somebody, out of their trance, because really, we're trance monkeys, to be honest. we go from one trance to the next, like, oh my God, am I here already? Yeah, you were in a trance.
Yeah.
You know, and other than that, there is a few very special modalities that only Jeff was teaching, which is the flowing hand, frequency vibrational shiatsu. Now, those two need some enlightening.
Yeah.
The flowing hand, that's a very interesting one.
Yes, well, that I kind of alluded to a little bit when I first mentioned about the energy rods. That's the first thing Jeff taught us, was a form of energy healing that focuses on focus and intent and sending different types of waves that do different things. You have full-on energy blast, like full flow. Then you have, which is good for just general clearing and general sending someone who needs energy. For instance, I did that for someone who was really low on energy when they were attacked by darker forces and their energy was really low. And that really concerned me, because when their energy is low, their mental capacities are lower and their abilities to resist darker impulses are gone. So I had to raise their energy up. So I had to add that flow in there quickly, you know, but you have to also be, go ahead. And then we also have other lighter flows, like your pulse flow, which is good for breaking up like blood clots and stuff like that that are within the body. But when you do that, though, you don't just break it up, because then that thrombus will then become an embolism, which is the difference is it's traveling now. And when that clot is traveling, that's when it's dangerous. So what you want to do is a flow called divided, where you actually draw and hold that clot in place, and you send energy and helping the blood flow against it, gently washing it and breaking it apart, so it doesn't cause any damage. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you got like wave flow energy as well, which is very gentle. Like I always kind of envision gentle waves kind of lapping gently up on the shore of a beach, very calming, very peaceful. And those are all the positive ones. And you got your drawing, of course, and that just removes the energy from the area. Think of your hand as a vacuum. You never draw it into yourself. You bring it up to your hand and you neutralize it.
Absolutely,
Now,
it is really interesting, like, where did flowing hands come from? Did he learn it from somewhere else, or where did Jeff get the flowing hands from? Because he's listed as the creator of
this. He said he got this healing modality after he died in 1999 from congestive heart failure. Because initially he was doing the whole envision yourself as a tree and garden hoses coming down through your legs and going into the earth. And you channel the energy from ourselves and out into the earth. And the lady was down on the ground dying of congestive heart failure. So he was down on his knees drawing from her. And that hose got crimped. And he ended up with it and died of that. And then he went someplace and they told him about, you know, flowing hands. And then from flowing hands, they then went to frequency vibrational shiatsu, which is utilizing a myriad of modalities really combined into one. And that's shiatsu, acupressure, tuning fork therapy, and flowing hands. And and using those points within the body and utilizing the frequencies of different organs of that body.
Yes.
To bring about change and rapid healing, you know, because the way I like to explain it to people is think of your body like a musical instrument. Each organ in your body holds a key to that resonant frequency that you give off. And as you walk around through everyday life, you're in that case. You're like your human body, your skin and your bones and all that are that case to that instrument, and it's being banged around. And what happens if you bang a trumpet around or a guitar around in the case, it becomes out of tune. You have to retune that.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same essence there. You know, you have to retune the energy to the right frequency. Not too much, not too little. Because once you start doing that, you either have too much cell reproduction, which can lead to cancers, or you have too little, you know, which can cause illness.
Yes, absolutely, yes. So I heard also mentioned at the time, and I don't know if you've used it for that as, already, but that it is also used for healing cancer patients, along with the vitamins and whatever he prescribed to them. But that mainly they were also getting high vibrational treatments.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I personally have not had a cancer patient, but I was there to witness numerous cancer patients coming in there and leaving cancer-free. One lady was 80 years of age, and they told her they were going to have to remove her breast and all that, and she was terrified. And just after a few months of treatment, she was completely cancer-free. The doctors had no way of knowing how that cancer went away. Because when it comes to cancer, though, you can't just, like, you know, send energy at it, because what is it? It's usually unnatural cell growth replication to a point where it's disastrous for the human body. So if you're sending energy to that area, those cells live off of energy, and so they constantly keep reproducing, and it starts killing off the body because they're taking away from everything else. So the rest of the body is starved of energy, and these things are rapidly multiplying and spreading throughout the body, making you ill. So what you want to do is draw from the cancer cells and send to the rest of the body, because you want to kill it. And then the vibration helps. You can vibrate those cancer cells to death, you know?
Yes.
And then on top of that, Jeff was a big advocate of B17 and Myotril.
Yes.
And
both are not available in the United States, as far as I know, but you can order them in Mexico and Canada.
Yeah, and the claim is from the FDA is that it's a poison, and the only poison that affects is the cancer cells.
Yeah, but that's a big
it's
lie.
A poison
it's not
to the
a
cancer
poison.
Cells.
They just don't want it on the market because it does heal with cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all know how that works in the United States, at least, you know. Laetril is available here, but you have to get it in Belgium and in Spain and stuff. You can't get it in the Netherlands. The Laetril, however, the B15, is available. Here and legally available. Let's put it up.
We had a caller a little
some.
While ago, but they dropped off. I was hoping that they were going to call back in. I didn't ignore them. I just thought you got disconnected. So I'll just, if you are want to call back in, again, the number to call is 347-838-9142, and we'll be happy to help answer any of your questions.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, just be sure to press 1 and put yourself in the host queue.
Yeah, there's a message when you call in that says, this is the I'm Well show, and blah, 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 and that, you know, if you want to speak with us, please press 1. Please do that. You know, please press 1 if you want to be live with us on the show and talk to Justin. We have another 15 minutes, so it should be way enough to answer any of your questions. Now, we discussed a whole lot of what you've done. I've overlooked or forgotten until now.
Just trying to think here. I mean, there's just so much, you know, that
that hurts.
Is out there. You know, and it's just I just like helping people, long and short of it, you know. Nothing brings more joy to my heart knowing that I've helped somebody. You know, like I don't care for recognition or this or that and the other. I just like to know that that person's helped. I've helped that person live a better life. You know, like I don't care if they know my name or they know this or that about me. I just want to know that they're doing fine because, you know, all in all, I just love people. And that for a while they can irritate me, but I do love them. I'm just kidding. But
they can irritate the heck out of you at times, but it is not about that. It's about, you know, the fact that actually they're doing better because of the treatment they receive. That's what it's all about. And I think that all the light workers and earth angels are about that. We're here to serve. We're here to help people with whatever they're having, and as long as they behave in a reasonable way, we are willing to help them, you know, as long as they don't get emotionally or verbally abusive, we're good. And sometimes that even that happens because they feel frustrated about their situation, and it's understandable. On the other hand, we're people too, and a little respect is very nice to get, you know, for the work you do and for the energy that you put in and all that.
Exactly.
So you're on Facebook, Justin Abner, ABNER, and of course, Justin Abner 2014, was that, at gmail.com?
Yes, it's Justin period Abner 2014. Let me just put that out there. All right. You can find me there, and
Justin
soon I will be having...
2014 at gmail.com, yes.
Yes. Soon I plan on having a Facebook page built for all my shamanic practices that I do offer, and eventually one day soon a website that you keep harassing me about. I will have that up soon.
Ask for a website. Yes, I do. But a
yes,
Facebook page is a nice start to direct people to, and it's really a 5-minute setup because I have one myself, the Inner Side page.
Yeah.
So I could even do it. I mean, I'm really computer stupid. I could do it. So I expect you to do it in like 5 seconds.
I will definitely build one for my services out there.
Yes.
If you need to get a hold of me for any emergencies or anything like that, you can always call me. I'm always available. I enjoy talking to people. Heck, that's what I do for
it's
a living
most
number. Of the time, is just talk to people. My phone number is 865-279-0711. And I'll be happy to assist you in any way, shape, or form that I can. And if I don't have the answers, I'm sure I can find someone in my network of people that can help you. So
absolutely.
If you have anything, don't be afraid to ask.
Absolutely.
You know.
I can say from my experience that I got to know a few people from your circle, as you call it. And there are some awesome, powerful shaman out there that Justin is connected to. So if he can't help you with everything that he has learned, he can always connect you to someone else who will be able to help you, or that they work together as a group to work on whatever situation you're having. So please don't be shy. Don't hesitate. There is nothing that will be laughed about or that will be ridiculized. Anything that you are experiencing is true because you are experiencing it. It is true in your reality. And it will be addressed and will be taken care of and helped to the best of their abilities. And I haven't heard yet that someone could not be helped. As far as I know, and I've heard a whole lot of stories out of that corner of Justin and Jeff and all the other people that he's connected to. There was not one time that they didn't succeed in what they were trying to do. So
yeah, because the most powerful thing that a shaman can offer someone, that's the most powerful tool that's in any of our toolboxes that aids us the most in all of our workings, that a lot of other forces that work against you can't succeed in, and that's the power of unconditional love. And all that we bring with us through spirit. Because and we kind of talked about it here just a second ago when you talked about if I can't do it, I know someone else who can. Because the biggest thing I feel right now, the biggest push I feel to communicate to people is the importance of community and the network that we're all connected with. Pushing forth that unconditional love that thrives within us. And this is such an important thing for us to hold on to today in this day and time, you know, get past these ideals of what we want to portray ourselves as to others, these facades, these masks, these you name it, you know, just everything that we try to hide, these images of grandeur that we want for our lives. Let's just do away with all that nonsense and just live simply and loving our fellow brothers and sisters on this earth. And the strongest power, like I said, is unconditional love and community. When a community of individuals are linked together through that unconditional love, that they don't just send their energy. They send all that they're connected to's energy because they share it willingly and freely, and it's there for everyone to use. And it's not just one person. You're messing with a whole universe of individuals that are sending in this unconditional love that is flowing through the universe right now, because it's time for a change, and the change begins with each and every one of us.
Yes, absolutely. But on another note, don't ever ask any of us to give you the winning lottery numbers, because if we could do that, trust me, we would use that as well. But we can't. We're not. We don't do that. The entities up there in the universe do not do money as such, like winning a large amount. If that happened, it's just, you know, it's just you have to win, and it's very, very, very small chance. So basically, we can do a lot for you guys, but not winning the lottery, okay? You have to do that all on your own.
Again, that's where it comes back into that love foundation. We're about helping you love, thrive, and go forth and grow as an individual.
Yes.
Money isn't a tool for growth. It's a tool for you to get to where you need to be at. It's never the answer of what you need to solve your problems. It helps sometimes, but it's not the solution.
Or it makes you look at your problems from a different angle, so they're not problems anymore, just situations that you can find a solution for, you know. And that's a lot less stress on you, a lot more relaxed way of looking at it and of thinking and of being, and things that color your life in a positive or a negative way. It's your intention, your mindset, everything. Now, if you have problems that keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back, and you don't know where they're coming from, by all means, Justin is a certified hypnotherapist. Going into your subconscious would probably get the answer to where is it coming from? What did you create inside yourself subconsciously, unknowingly, that is actually blocking you in that area? And when you have that above water, you can start working on that, because once you are aware of what the root is, you can actually start working on getting it out there. And as said, if Justin doesn't know what to do or thinks that you would be better off with another practitioner, he will absolutely find someone that can actually take over and do the best they can. And I work the same way. I understand Justin very well. If I can't do the job to the degree that it's actually satisfactory, I will refer people to another practitioner, another therapist, because people deserve the best help that there is out there for them, as far as, you know, our knowledge goes, as far as our circle goes. And trust me, our circles are pretty big. Well, isn't it? Our circles are pretty big. There's so many people in there.
This is true. This is true. And they keep growing every day. So never be afraid to ask.
I actually know people all around the world, in New Zealand, Tasmania, Australia, India, South America, North America, Russia, the United Kingdom, Western Europe, Scandinavia. I literally know people everywhere on Earth except on the North Pole. Except for Santa Claus.
I was going to say that's the one person we do know that lives there.
Well, there's more people living there. The Inuit live there, you know, better known with people around the world as Eskimos, but it's actually not a nice name for them. But other than that, you know, we have a very large worldwide web, I would say, of connections. And we might even refer you to someone in India or in Russia or in Africa. It doesn't matter as long as they can do the job, okay? It might not be someone from where you're from. But doesn't help. We all got Skype. We all have computers. And this sort of work is easily be done over the computer. Never doubt that you have full support from a distance, because from a distance you're as much energetically as in being there. I can clear a house from a distance, and I'm sure Justin can do that as well.
Sure can. Distance is nothing more than an illusion that we created ourselves.
Okay, Justin, we talked a whole lot today, and looking at the clock, I would say we've got 3 minutes left. Not
yeah,
even.
More like 2.5, but I'll allow it.
Oh, it was an amazing show this time. You know, we talked about it like we're going to do the show by ourselves. And, you know, you were like, are we going to talk for an hour? Oh, yeah, you bet. Easy with everything you have got to tell and to talk about. Justin and I are going to do more shows, just the two of us, talking about interesting topics. But this one was to really introduce Justin as the special person that he is. And what we didn't mention is that he can do readings and stuff like that, and talk to entities and whatever you wish. So please stay tuned. Next week we do have a very special guest, though, and I will find the name for you, because I only recently got that done. Laura Owen, and Laura Owen is a practitioner from Oklahoma. So, and she's a very special person because she recently, like 5-6 weeks ago, did a treatment on me from a distance, which helped me get rid of 18 years of severe back pain. I'm not kidding. So thank you very much for listening. Justin, thank you very much for wanting to be my guest today.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure.
And thank the audience for being here every week again. Come back next week and listen to Laura Owen and what she has to offer to all of you. And I wish you a very happy and balanced evening. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.
Good night, all.